Practicing sports and arts in some cultures is seen as a waste of time. Many artists and athletes give up their passion due to pressure from society and cultural boundaries. This is Ibtissam Rabah from Algerian Youth Voices in Batna. Our reporter Amani Maash will interview today's guest Abdelbaki Ben Ashoura. Amani, take it from here.
As far as Baki remembers, he dreamt of becoming a karate champion.
I was always imitating karate champions. I was like always practicing karate at home in my own room. Hit the wall, hit the door.
Baki had an ordinary childhood, but deep inside, he always felt special. So he decided to be the only person from his hometown to qualify for the karate championship battle.
Many people have no aim in this life, and my aim is not to be like everybody else.
In karate, there are usually mini battles and a lot of training before competitions. But Baki never had this chance. There simply were no karate schools or coaches in his hometown. In addition, his father was strict.
My dad refused completely that his son would turn into a fighter, saying it was a waste of time and that I would not be able to study.
But Baki was determined to not give up karate until he released the strikes and punches inside him.
You know, when you love something, you will be creative at it and always give it your best.
Baki had no real training, so he would just go outside and get into fake fights with other kids, until one day he got kicked in the arm and broke it.
I had to stay without a fight for 3 months. I thought a lot about giving up to let it all go.
But Baki was born to fight. Even if he wasn't able to practice karate, he constantly watched karate DVDs, picturing himself doing the same moves and winning.
After 3 months of struggling, I was finally able to get back to the field.
Baki hadn't had enough time to do physical training, but his soul was ready, and so was his heart. However, he faced an intimidating opponent in his first match.
He was so strong, so quick, I could see the fierceness through his sharp eyes.
The bell rang, and the battle started. Baki tried hard to swallow his fear.
Everyone was cheering for the contestants, but nobody cheered for me. I had no one. I was looking around, hoping that my father will show up, but he didn't.
Right away, Baki's opponent attacked him.
He was beating me down and over and over. I had no time to see, no time to think. I was so scared, I could barely breathe.
Baki's hope was fading. His childhood dream was about to turn into his biggest failure.
I was so mad, the thought of my father, my pride, of being first representative of my city, I couldn't give up.
Baki pulled himself together, looked his opponent in the eyes, shouted, and started kicking him.
And gave him fast and fierce kicks, one after another. He fell down and lost control. As soon as he stood up, I gave him a big strong rising punch, geizoki, and knocked him down.
The game was over, and Baki won.
People were clapping for me without even knowing me. That was very touching. And the final thing that I could hardly see because my eyes were full of tears, cheers of glory. Oh my God, that was the most thrilling moment of my life.
Baki ended up winning the regional karate championship. And thanks to Baki, the first karate club was opened in his city, giving others there a chance to be karate kids too. For Algerian Youth Voices, this is Amani.
Thank you, Amani. Baki's story made me think about all the things I didn't do because of pressure from society. I've always wanted to run for president. In fact, I better get started right now. Amani, I leave you my headphones. I am Ibtissam. Thank you for joining Algerian Youth Voices. That's how long I've been on ya. I need you right now. Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black cape.